AP Sports, I'm Denny Kapp. NFL Sunday kicked off in Germany, where Chuba Hubbard ran for a Sunday best 153 yards and a score as the Panthers won back-to-back games for the first time since 2022, topping the Giants 20-17 in overtime. The Saints snapped a seven-game skid, upsetting the Falcons 20-17. Taron Johnson's pick six was one of four turnovers forced by the Buffalo defense as the Bills improved to 8-2, topping the Colts 30-20. Correspondent Tom McCabe.
Indianapolis quarterback Joe Flacco threw the first of three interceptions on his initial pass, and Johnson returned it for a score. Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen, who says he could have played better, passed for 280 yards.
Just trusting the play calls, trusting the guys that were in there, and just trying to run our offense to the best of my ability. And again, I don't feel like I did that today. Wish I had a couple throws back, especially early on, but we'll take 8-2.
In Kansas City, the Chiefs hung on to beat the Broncos in dramatic fashion. Correspondent Greg Eklund.
The Kansas City Chiefs hung on to win 16-14 over the Denver Broncos and raised their record to 9-0. Chiefs linebacker Leo Chenal came up with the game-winning play with a block when the Broncos attempted a 35-yard field goal as time ran out.
It was right below the palm. It was just a good push by everybody, and, I got through. We've been talking about it for a while, won one of those, and, we did it in a big moment.
The Vikings overcame three Sam Darnold interceptions to beat the Jaguars 12-7. John Parker Romo booted four field goals in his NFL debut. Drake May topped Caleb Williams in a matchup of top rookie quarterbacks as the Patriots tamed the Bears 19-3. The Steelers take a half-game lead on the Ravens in the AFC East. Correspondent Greg Heist has the details.
Russell Wilson threw three touchdown passes, the last one to Mike Williams from 32 yards out with just under 2.5 minutes to go, and that lifted the Steelers to a 28-27 comeback win over the Commanders.
Guys just stepped up in key moments, and just another great moment. When you're playing a game, it's a collection of, 75 plays, and you want to see how many great moments you can have, and when we had that one in the key part of the game, obviously.
Pittsburgh has won four straight, including the last three, since Wilson took over the starting spot from Justin Fields. George Pickens and Pat Freiermuth also caught touchdown passes. Austin Eckler rushed for two scores and 44 yards for the Commanders. The Steelers improved to 7-2, while Washington falls to 7-3.
Pittsburgh acquired Williams from the Jets earlier in the week. Jake Moody missed three field goals but made the one that counted, a 44-yarder as time expired to lift the 49ers past the Buccaneers 23-20. Justin Herbert threw a touchdown and ran one in to help the Chargers toss the Titans 27-17. The Cardinals are an NFC West best 6-4 after knocking out the Jets 31-6. New York falls to 3-7. It's gone from bad to worse for the Cowboys, whose season is now on life support. Correspondent Bob Stevens was on the scene.
Jalen Hurts accounted for four touchdowns, two passing, two running, as the Philadelphia Eagles won their fifth straight game 34-6 over the Dallas Cowboys. With the win, the Eagles moved into first place in the NFC East. They're now 7-2, while the Cowboys dropped their fourth straight. They're now 3-6 and are 0-4 at home this season.
And Sunday Night Football feature the Texans hosting the Lions. Correspondent Adam Spillane.
Jake Bates' 52-yard field goal as time expired sealed the Lions' eighth straight win, beating the Texans 26-23. Detroit overcame a 16-point halftime deficit, and Bates kicked a 58-yard field goal to tie the game with 5:01 left to play.
So proud of how the team responded, and I think today really showed like the true culture of our team and the never give up attitude and all those things.
Jared Goff completed 15 of 30 passes for 240 yards and two touchdowns for the Lions, but he threw five interceptions. C.J. Stroud finished 19 of 33 for 232 yards and a touchdown for the Texans, but he tossed in two interceptions, and the Texans did not score in the second half. Houston falls to 6-4.
Still to come, NASCAR season finale and a full NBA slate. NASCAR's championship race featured a familiar face taking home yet another trophy. Correspondent Jerry Jordan was on the scene for the season finale.
Joey Logano became only the 10th driver in NASCAR's 76-year history to win his third Cup Series championship, and with numerous years left in his racing career, he believes he'll earn more.
I tell you guys every year when the season starts, the goal is to win the championship. So as many years as I got left is as many as I want to get. I don't really know what that is yet, but I've still enjoy winning.
Logano not only won the title in NASCAR's elimination format, he drove away from his teammate and fellow championship contender Ryan Blaney to win the season finale at Phoenix Raceway.
NBA, the Celtics came from behind to deal the Bucks another loss, 113-107. Correspondent Chuck Freeman.
The Celtics were down by as many as 17, but they started off the second half going on a big run and then sealed off the Bucks in the final minutes. Guard Drew Holiday says they had a different attitude coming out in the third quarter.
I think we just picked up the intensity, knowing that they came out and hit shots, knowing that that's basketball, and when you hit shots like that, and obviously everything was going their way.
Holiday finished with 15 points against his former team, and the Celtics' defense held Giannis Antetokounmpo to just 3 fourth-quarter points. He had 43 for the game. Jason Tatum had 31 for the Celtics, 23 in the second half.
The Bucks dropped to 2-8. 37 points, 18 rebounds, and 15 assists for Nikola Jokic as the Nuggets outlast the Mavericks 122-120. Benedict Mathurin had 38 for the shorthanded Pacers, who beat the Knicks 132-121. The Rockets outlasted the Pistons 101-99. The Magic bombed the Wizards 121-94. A pair of games went to overtime, the Sixers nipping the Hornets 107-105, and the Kings crowning the Suns 127-118. Steph Curry had 36 as the Warriors dealt the Thunder their second loss, 127-116. The Heat edged the Timberwolves 95-94, the Grizzlies mauled the Trailblazers 134-89, and the Lakers down the Raptors 123-103. NHL, the Blackhawks skate past the Wild 2-1 in overtime. Mackenzie Blackwood's 11th career shutout helped the Sharks blank his old team. The Devils won nothing, and the Ducks dumped the Blue Jackets 4-2. I'm Denny Kapp, AP Sports.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.